Nazir, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud. Gilach ala zavach v'nimtza pasul. If he shaves for a carbon and it comes out that the carbon was pasul, like for example, the Rav says, if the blood of the carbon was spilled or went out of its boundaries or became tameh, so that shaving is pasul. Tiglachto psula. Uzvachav lo olulo. Not only that, but the karbanas don't count. Why? Because one is not allowed to bring the karbanas before he does a shaving for Naziris. And since this shaving was disqualified, the Rav says, like a shaving where a bandit came and shaved his hair off. It doesn't count. And he's got to start over again, like we said. Mishnah continues, Gilach ala chatas shaloi lishma. If he shaved on a carbon chatas, but not lishma, so it was not l'shem chatas, so now the chatas is pasul. V'yacha kach hevi karbanos of lishman. And now he brings the other karbanos, the oil and the shlamim. Tiglachto psula uzvachav lo olulo. So the shaving is pasul, and the karbanos don't count, just like we said. And the reason we're separating this out, we're going to soon see, is because everybody agrees in this case, even Rabbi Shimon, we're going to soon see, that in this case, it's no good because a chatas that's brought shelo lishma doesn't count for anything, and therefore, he brought his karbanas before he did a proper shaving. However, gilach ala oila o hala shlamim shelo lishman, if he shaves on the other ones, on an ola or a shlamim, that he has to bring for the naziris process, but he does it shelo lishman, and then he brings the other carbon. So let's say he brings a chatas properly, lishman. Tiglachto psula, uzvachav lo olalo. So even over here, the Tanakhama holds that it doesn't work. Even though the carbon becomes a good carbon, if a person brings an ola or a shlamim, shalo lishma, it counts like as a nadava. He brought like a shalmi nadava, an olas nadava. Just a pledge. It didn't count for nazirus, but it should count for something. Nevertheless, the shaving has to be specifically for la olas nazir or shalmi nazir. It can't just stam be. If you do it shalol lishma, then the carbon just becomes a general carbon. And the shaving of the nazir can't just be connected to a regular carbon. It has to be connected to and linked to the ola or the shlam of a nazir. And obviously, chatas of a nazir. However, on this, Rabbi Shimon Aymer, also hazavach lo olulo. That it's true, according to Rabbi Shimon, that he did not bring an olas nazir. And he did not bring a shalmi nazir. He didn't bring the shlam of a nazir. Aval shar zvachim olulo. So therefore, oso azevach lo olulo. Even though his yotze, the shaving, was done properly, his yotze that it could be done even for a stam ol or a stam shlamim, doesn't specifically, according to Bshimin, the way the Rav learns, doesn't have to be specifically an olas nazir that he's got to shave for. Still, oso azevach lo olulo. He still has to bring his olas nazir, or his shalmi nazir. So it didn't work for that. Aval shar zvachim olulo. I guess how you have to read it is, Aval shar zvachim olulo means he still needs to bring other karbanas for his chiyuv of the olas nazir and the shalmi nazir. But according to Shimon, the shaving was a good shaving. Vim gilach al shloshton v'nimsa echod mehen kosher. But if he shaved for all of them, and then it came out that only one of them was kosher, tiglachto ksherav yavi shar hazvachim. There, everybody agrees, even in Tanakhama, that the shaving is okay. Like we said before, that if he shaves on one of the animals, he's still yatzah. V'yavi shar hazvachim. And the ones that he found that were not kosher, he just has to bring again, just to be yotze, the chiv of carbon. Because the difference is, in this case, he had in mind all of them. And since one of them was done l'shem nazir, and was totally kosher, so shaving is fine, according to everybody.